Zech nishmas Avi Mor Yaakov ben Yisrael Pilchas, Zech nishmas Daniel Sheinavas Yeshua Falak. Okay, good morning everybody. Okay, today we're starting the fifth packet, packet Hay. Together with the continuation of the Union of Corporations, Chametz, Ribbis, and Tfilas Kalim. Okay, so there is a Gemara in Bechoros, the Mishnah Bechoros from Nun Vav Amud Beis. We know the din of Meiser Behema, right? If you have the tenth animal that comes out of the corral and you count, and the tenth one is Asiri Yekodesh. Asiri Yekodesh. So, the question of Achim Vashutfim that are making dividing the chalak. So the question of different types of chiyuvim that may or may not exist. So Achim Vashutfim chayovim bekalbon peturim mimaisa behema. Rashi says, "Ha'achim shehim shutfin shehim chayovim b'kalbon." The first common shechalku says Rashi, "Shechalku b'nichse avien." They made a chaluka in their father's property, v'chakach nishtatfu, and then they became shutfin. So. The din of kalbon, that's not our sugya now, of when you have to pay this certain amount of money when you're doing the shkolim. So that's not our topic. Well, let's speak more, even though Maisa Behem is not our topic either, but that's going to help us understand the inyan here. So if they're b'shutfis, then there's no Maisa Behema. Because the pasuk says yelcha, it's for you and not for shutfim. So shutfim is not chayiv in ma'aseh behema. But they're only shutfis once they split the nechasim and then they remade a shutfim. But if they weren't mechalik yet, in other words, they had the Yerusha, and they didn't split up, they didn't divvy the property. It's in Tfusas Habayis. So then they're chayiv. Because Tfusas Habayis, that was from Eretz Yisrael, what's his name? Dachovsky, right. Dachovsky's idea of the tzibur notion. It's like a Tvusas Habayis. Tvusas Habayis means the Yerusha before it was split up after the person died. It's like one Tvusas Habayis. So then the halacha is that so when it's in the Tfusas Habayis stats, so then that is chayiv in Maisa Behema. Because Tana Rabbanan yelachav lo shal shutfus. Yachol afilu konu betfisus abayis tamalom ayiya. So that's to be marbe, that it's betfisus abayis, that's one conglomerate. So then that would be chayev in maisa behema. But if it's b'shutfus, it's potter from maisa behema. So now look further down. Amar Rav Hanan. So loshonu el shechelku gedoyim keneged tiyoshim utiyoshim keneged gedoyim. Have a chelku gedoyim keneged gedoyim utiyoshim keneged tiyoshim. Omer ze chelku magil mishav rishon al kach. Words, if how did they divvy the it was animals that they had to divvy up in the Yerusha. So, and they were different animals, the Gdoyim, Tiyoshim, whatever it is. So if they were Chelkul Gdoyim, you got the Gdoyim, I got the Tiyoshim, he got the Gdoyim, the other guy got the Tiyoshim, right? As opposed to, so Rashi says, Loshanu to have Yeshutvus lipotim maise beima, ki charu v'nishtatva, shechalku b'shuma. In other words, when do we say that the shutfus is gonna be potter if they split up gedayim keneged tiyoshim or tiyoshim keneged the gedayim? But if chalku gedayim keneged gedayim, in other words, there are two ways of doing it. Either you take all the tiyoshim and I take all the gedayim, or within the tiyoshim we split the tiyoshim, and within the gedayim we split the gedayim. So therefore, so the question is, so when do we say that the shutfus is potter from Maisa Behema? That's only when Chalka Gedoyim Keneged Tiyoshim, Tiyoshim Keneged Tiyoshim. But Chalka Gedoyim Keneged Tiyoshim, or Tiyoshim Keneged Tiyoshim, Omer Zeh Chalko HaMagia Mishar Rishonu L'kach. So then you could say that it's sort of like a Yesh Breira type of thing. In other words, when you got your chelik in the Tiyoshim, and you got your chelik in the Tiyoshim, we say that this is your chelik that was Megia for you, that you ended up getting the chelik that was Megia for you. Because obviously everyone should get a chelik in every part, if they're, you know, so, but it's not shaykh to say when you split the Tiyoshim Keneged Gedoyim that your Yerusha was only in the Gedoyim and his Yerusha was only in the Tiyoshim. That makes no sense. Mehechi Tesi. Stama, you have part of Tiyoshim and you have part of the Gedoyim. So Loshono that your potter from Maisa Behemel, Shachalko Gedoyim Keneged Tiyoshim, Tiyoshim Keneged Gedoyim. Avachalko gedayim keneged gedayim, tiyoshim keneged tiyoshim. Omer zechalko hamagia mishar rishon lekach. Rav Nachman Omer afilu chalko gedayim keneged gedayim, tiyoshim keneged tiyoshim. Ein omrim zechalko hamagia mishar rishon lekach. So this seemingly is the question of breira, yesh breira or ein breira. When you ended up getting the your chelak, so if you're getting the dayim and you're getting tiyoshim, then for sure it's like it's lakuchos, because you like the dayim, he likes tiyoshim, so you make a trade. But that wasn't your chelak lakach, so it's like it was bought. So then you're not chayiv in maisa behema. But if you ended up getting, you just take tiyoshim and he takes Joshim, you take Gedoyim, and he takes Gedoyim, so then, do we say Yesh Breira that you ended up, or do we say Ein Breira? That's the Machlokas. So we say Ein Breira. If you say Yesh Breira, then you got your Chelik. It's not that you bought it, you got it. If you hear ein breira, then it's lekucha sein. That's the Gemara here in Nun Zayin Amud Aleph on page 2. Damar Avasi Amiv Yochan Ha'achim Shecholku Lekucha Sein Machzirin Zela Zeh Biyovel. Right, that's the machlokas. Whether when you do a chalukah, do we assume that you ended up getting the chalik that was omid for you, or not? And so that's the discussion. Oh, so there is a tshuva sefer called the Oneg Yontif. The Oneg Yontif is one of the classical tshuva svarim of Rav Yotam Lipa Halpern of Bialystok. And he has a tshuva regarding the similar thing to what we saw in the Shagas Arge. But then Yisrael v'eino Yehudi she'yalhem yain sarof b'shutfus v'over alav ha'pesach. In other words, there was a shutfus between a Yisrael and a goy in chametz tikka schnapps. Chametz tikka schnapps, they have a shutfus. And then after Pesach, they divide it. And so so what do you say? In other words,
the issue here is chametz not yayin nesach.
Right. The issue is chametz tikka issue. The chametz over the Pesach issue.
This is schnapps.
Yeah, this is schnapps.
It's not yayin.
Yayin sarf.
This is
good.
Schnapps. It's not yayin nesach.
Yeah. So it's, yeah. So he starts off quoting the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh, B'dinei Chometz Kasav, Zel Shanader, Chelach HaMagia La'enu Yehudi Achar Chaluka, Adover Boro B'enai, Deshori B'hanol Achar Pesach. So the Shagas Aryeh, we've said many times, that the Chelach of the Goy is mutter because b'drabani yesh breira. Rin huver adover zazel chelka megiyah mishar rishonim. Avle chomet shalom yehudi shalom haPesach. Kagab nam rin peh mishirin gabi beis shalom chachovis etc. So that we're familiar with that Shagas Aryeh. And then the question is, had the Chavetz Yisrael shavar al Pesach, also b'hana, and that was the discussion that he had. So. So he wants to say, "Mavur mizeh," page 5 with the arrows. "Mavur mizeh," the Afra Vanan Ravaloza, the Saviyesh Breira, Hainudavka b'minechad. In other words, you only say Breira with a minechad. In other words, if it's one min, so then I could say, we're both getting Tiyoshim. So we can say that the Tiyoshim that I ended up getting are the ones that were omit for me, and the tshoshim that you got were the ones that are omit for you. But if I'm getting only tshoshim and you're only getting gedoyim, then of course you can't say yesh breira, because that's a trade-off. Because once the father dies, so everyone really should get a chelik in everything. So you can't say yesh breira that the tshoshim were only meant for you and the gedoyim were only meant for me. That's a later decision that you want to switch. You want to get all the tshoshim. So you can't say yesh breira when it's shnei minim. You can only say it with min echad. Even by a din derabbanan. Even by a din derabbanan. You can't say, and therefore it's like a mechachumemkar. So once it's a mechachumemkar, then there's no chiyuv of Meiser Behema, because it's not his, it's something that you bought. And then there wouldn't have been a din of Meiser Behema. So he wants to say like this. So that's what he concludes on Simon Lama Gimel. Then Simon Lama Dalet on page 7, the paragraph, page 7, Simon Lama Dalet, the paragraph begins Ulfiza. Ulfiza came at the eager time of the Bay's meaning, main brave, Mishum Doshaik Loma, Shahuva, Adovish, Azel Helko, Mishavi Shonish, Mishavi Shonu, Lohaya, Omed the Kath, and came Mechomets, Shayisrael, Vinochri, Shutfimbo, for overall of Pesach, Yesra, Lahati, Achela, Kanochri, Acha, Haluka, Mitam Brera. Shazel Chalkum Shavishon, who came in the Chalk Yisrael, also Bahanoah, Kimadalo Nishalik Lal Domi, Taisolo Shokal Midi, Vafra Baal Mehigil Yodo, Mehai Shutfus. Wow. So he wants to say, again, the Shagasaryeh said the Goy's chelik is mutter, the Israel's chelik is a suffix. Whether if you'll say yesh breira, that it's going to be aser. If it's going to be breira, it's mutter. But the Oneg Yontif is going to argue. The Oneg Yontif is going to argue on the Shagis Aryeh, and he says that. In other words, the Yisrael and the Akum was Shutfin. Right? And Chomet and bread and schnapps, whatever it is. Right? So he wants to say that you can't say Breira here. Because the Chelak of the Yisrael, technically, is also Bahanah. The chelik of the Goy is mutabano. So the chelik of the Yisrael is also b'hano, it's like Afra Ba'alma. So, Vav Shazed Domel Tloim Shahaik Chomet Gufa, not Lokim, Mikomo Kem Shazech, Shechelko Neser b'hano, Havikolo, not all Shum Chelik, Vigora Fiu Migdoim Kneget Tloim, Shevidoim Neget Tloim, not all Chelik, Rakshalo Hoya Omid Liskalik Wolfenzeh. Well, Zelo Notol Shum Chelik, next page, page 8. Who command alone is Chalik Klal Domi. For the Shaykh Brevet, the Dina Sofi Kavu by Shutfus, I'll call Kazayas for Kazayas Chomich Shal Mihu. Gam Chelkol Shal Nochri, also Shalon is Bar, Adai Chelkol, for Chelkol Shal Yisrael Mu'ur, Bechel Shal Einu Yudi.
I'm not following. Why does he say there's no chalukah?
Right, so he's saying like this.
He's saying
no, because he's saying that when, just like what we said, when one guy gets gedoyim and one guy gets tiyoshim, right, so we can't view that as breira. In other words, we view it, because you can't say yesh breira that the gedoyim are only for you and the tiyoshim are only for you, right? So by shnei minim, that's his yisov based on the gemara. Shnei minim, you don't say breira. So too, if one person is going to get something that's aser b'hanah for him, and the other person is getting something that's not aser b'hanah, so that's like shnei minim. Even though I'm getting bread, you're getting bread. But I'm getting dirt, and you're getting bread. So, Diglein Lothal for Shazer Chelik Shinesar Mishorish, Falkane the Chazin and Glomin Yeshbera, and in Nasa Chaluka, Shay Omed Lakah Mishorishona, of Bez Minim Shayna Omed, the Schalik Kachin Brera, from Mechira Baal Mahudahavi. Okay, Kolshakane and Lotus. So, in other words, so therefore we say, if I end up getting the tiyoshim, you get the this, if that's what we decide, is if I sold you, we did a trade-off. So kol shekim lo nischalik klal ulachem mehem lo higia shum chelik rakafer baalma hu deshakil. The vade ain bereira lekuli alma the hachshav lo shakil midi. So, in the end, if we view the Jew's thing as an afer d'alma and he gets chametz, so it's like the Jew got nothing and he got something. So it's not even a chaluka. He says, "Hagabatzbecha im hayishnaim." Say he had shnur shei shutfim, whatever it is. We owned cars together. We were shutfim in cars. And then one guy's chelek got lost. So he lost his chelek. Im nachu b'din b'brei rachak she'achelek she'agila shutuf she'chelko kaim she'agila m'shor rishon olo zegor tfei m'chelko g'doim k'negit. Kuliyam ein brayer has a notal kim khoach khal kham ya shutva so ha lo notal shum khayl ba shutva rak she hif si khal ko de psyas so mishum shyas so ze khayl ka khal ero mim khayl she so shuf dvin she ze khayl ko mishor shona kim shlo ya der khaluka rak she ze za kham khayl khmakhmas she poshem mafsi khal ko de masav. So really he says it's not shaykh to speak about having a chaluka here. So it's not shaykh to speak about breira, because breira is only when it's min echad. So he says by definition this is shnei minim. It's like the Jew is saying I'm going to take nothing and you take this. So that's not breira. That's not you don't say breira by such a situation. Because you got everything, I got nothing. So therefore, Hakol Mishor Rishon, Hakol Chelkol Gmur. So therefore, Imkain Shapi Efshal Lomad, Afilum Nesa Chelkol Shalecha Mehem, Damarina Glom Milson Lafer, Shazel Chelkol Shanesa, Yashalo Mishor Rishon, Aval Kevin Dachazin, and Dolomini, Ishbeir, El Kain Nasa Chalukas, Yomel Kach Mishor Rishon, Aval Beis Minim, Shain Omed, Lischalik Kach, Ein Breir, Umchir Baal Mahu Dahavi. So therefore, we won't say breira here, and therefore when the guy got the chametz, it's as if the Israel, you know, gave him the chametz, because it could be because the part that's aser is like a nothing, it's like offer ba'alma. So why is the guy get the whole thing? It's the Israel gave him a chelek in that. So the part that the Israel gets is zero, and the part that the guy gets is good, but right. But you can't view that as that the guy got what was obed lakach, because it's considered like shnei minim, because the part that the Israel got is considered afra ba'alma.
Israel gave it to him. He gave him asra
b'hanoah. Right. So, what the Israel got is asra b'hanoah. They both got the schnapps, but he got asra b'hanoah. But he got Asur B'hanoah Shnaps, and he got Mutter B'hanoah Shnaps.
So he's getting from the Israel.
So he's getting from the Israel. It's also Asur B'hanoah. So that's why he's saying that he's arguing with the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh says that the part that the guy gets for sure, after they make the split up, the part the guy gets is for sure Mutter B'hanoah, because he ends up got his chelik. And the part that the Israel got, so that was his question. Maybe that's going to be Mutter B'hanoah because of Ein Breira, or maybe you say Yesh Breira, it'll be also B'hanoah. But the part that the guy gets, that's glatt kosher. But so the Oneg Yontif is saying no, because the part that the guy got, the chalukah here was Shnei Minim. So whenever you have Shnei Minim, and then you split it up, we view as if you are getting something that the other person gave you. Because it's not shaykh to say that it was omed lakach that you get this min and I get that min. So it must be whenever the shnei minim, it's as if you're getting it's a trade off that he'll give you all the tiyashim and you'll take all the gedoyim. So therefore, he says that when the guy got his chelek in the chametz, and the Shagas Aryeh says for sure that's mutar bano yesh breira, and but it comes out that he got something that's also banot, so it's like he got offer. So the offer is like is zero. So what do you mean it's a chalukah? The Jew got zero and he got $1,000. So it must mean that the pshat is that the Jew gives him part of those of his chalik, and therefore that part is going to be asur b'hanoah, because you can't say the part that I got was omen for milkach when it's shnei. So therefore he's saying that the shag, he argues with the whole shagas aryeh. He says that by shnei minim, the Gemara says you don't say breira, and this is called shnei minim, because chametz for Yisrael is considered afra ba'alma, and chametz for a goy is considered bread. And therefore, when you split it, you don't say that he got what was omer lekach, because Yisrael gets nothing and he got anything. So that's not a chalukah, you getting nothing and you get everything. So it must be you're getting the chalik of the Yisrael that gives you. So that chalik is everything's osur. So that's the oneg yontif schap. The oneg yontif was a fascinating sefer. So he argues with the whole shagas aryeh. Whereas we discussed, you know, the he says the whole thing is considered shnei minim, and therefore there's no you can't say yesh breira by shnei minim. So that's why he argues with the whole. He says this is called shnei minim, and therefore even the goy's chelik has iser in it, and therefore he argues with the whole thing. Okay, so that's that was the famous oneg yontif. Okay, so now let's see. Rav Moshe has a tshuva here about, and we'll see the more than one tshuva here in this packet, about Tefilas Kelim. About Tefilas Kelim. I remember once I had the following story happen. One of my Talmidim was going out seriously with a young lady. And after they were going out a certain amount of time, so it was time that she was going to come to the fellow's house to eat dinner with the parents, so they'll get to meet her. So the problem was that the fellow's parents, they kept kosher, but this is like a classic thing. They kept kosher, but they weren't Tovil Kalim. They weren't Tovil Kalim. You know, so that was one of these situations, which is not uncommon, you know, that people, you know, just feel as Kalim, sort of kufa, that, you know, even people who, quote, were keeping kosher food weren't being tovel a Kalim. So she wanted to know what she should do. You know, like, she's not going to bring her own paper plates, you know. It doesn't. So I was speaking to Rav Nata Greenblatt at the time, which I still speak to. So Rav Nata Greenblatt said to me, Rav Nata's Balian Hari is in, he used to live in Maine, now he's living in New York. But now he's 95, Balian Hari. So Rav Nata. Rav Nata said to me that let her rely on the heter of corporations. That if they bought it from like a Macy's or whatever, you know, thing they bought the thing, so maybe that's not called buying from a guy. And that's, you know, and therefore he didn't think we should rely on this, you know, Lola Led. You know, eventually this should be rectified. But for this one dinner, Rav Nata Greenblatt said to me, so let's let her rely on this kula. And that's what he thought. In the end, they didn't end up getting married. He married somebody else, I don't know, whatever, but that was the story.
Not because of this.
Yeah.
Rabbi, in that case, is it an issue with eating the food?
No, the food doesn't become usher. The food is not usher, but you're not allowed to be mishtamished.
You're saying with the plate and the fork and the knife would be the issue, just that.
Using the metal fork is an issue.
And also, if they bring family style, they bring the food out in the pot, that would be an issue?
Yeah, so someone who made mechalek between liquids and solids, that because solid, you don't really need a plate. You know, you can view the plate as if it's not existing. You can be eating, there won't be most etiquette, but you could be eating from the table. But a liquid, you can't deal with a liquid unless it's in a container. A solid, theoretically, it's nicer than it's on a plate. So there is some type of chiluk that's made by using a plate that wasn't mitbal, in contrast to using a glass cup that wasn't mitbal. Yeah, so this was the... And Rav Shechter, you know, is machmir, I believe, not to make a bracha on Tfilas Kalim Bezman Hazeh, als this chashash, that maybe it's not really chayiv, because it's a... Most people are not chayshish for that. They make a bracha on Kalim, even if they bought it from, you know, at a department store, which was technically a corporation. The minig is... Okay, so Rav Moshe here has a tshuva on this topic. Be'inyan kelim shebemedina kazu, shekol hadvarim shayachim leklal hamedina. Right? Everything is owned by the klal hamedina. V'abaylim al kol batei acharoshes ha'osim kelim hu klal hamedina ve'enem yuchodim l'shum ish. Right?
Page
9.
Thank you.
So he says a lot of times in America, you don't buy something from an individual. It's part of a corporation. V'avlo l'shutfim. And not even shutfim. Shem stam ulai einam tzvichim tvilak. So he says maybe they're not in tvilak. Einam shum shem aleim. They don't have a shame of a goy. Maybe Ritva Sheish Chiluk Ben Shutfim Ladover Shal Hefker. Shul Rabim Sheshchus Zelo Nechshav Kishchus Shutfus. Right? In other words, Shutfim is Shutfim and Hefker is different. Lumechalek Ben Maim Shal Rabim Shul Hefker. That's Chus Sheyachol Kol Adam Dishtos Mimenu Lo Nechshav Kishchus Shutfus. Whereas it's something that's just ownership or non-ownership by the whole tzibur. But he says, this is not hefker. We discussed this before. In other words, if you want to say a corporation, like we said, Rav Menashe Klein would say a corporation is a dummy. It's a dummy. It's a fictitious, legal fiction. So why can't you? What's the issur of taking it, stealing chas v'sholom? So we saw it from the Zechi Yitzchak, and maybe it's because al stina de malchus adino. But Rav Moshe says it's yesh bailus leklal hamedina aleim. So he says here. So he says, even though it's not Hefker, Moshe writes here on page 10, the word that begins with the word Gam. Gam kan af she'enu Hefker, lo nechshev haschus l'chol echad mehem, but no one has schus in it. Kevin shehu l'chlal ha'medina. So maybe when you buy from a guy, because the guy it's his, But it's not, the guy doesn't even have a schus in it. Even if a guy is a corporation. So that's the svara why maybe you shouldn't have to be tovel kalim if you bought it from. So that's the svara that Rav Shecht is choshish for, that Rav Nata said that the girl could rely b'shas hadchak in that situation. But then Rav Moshe says, Aval Yosef Mistaber Shalosh Shaykh Zel Inyan Tefillah. But Rav Moshe thinks that it's Yosef Mistaber not to apply the corporate p'tur from in this situation to Tefillah. Then he shall nechshav sham hayichidim olav mimakom shem klal hamedina havei olav. In other words, so what's the shame? What is this called? It's not called Ruvain's, it's not called Shimon's, but it's called this corporate entity. It's called the corporate entity, and the klal hamedina heim nochrim, and it's...
Walmart.
Walmart. Walmart is the shame is a goyish shame, as Ferrari says. V'kevim sheklal hamedina heim nochrim hari nimtza shakli hu shel nochrim. U'kshekonim heim Yisrael hari nichnas b'shus mirshus nochrim l'Yisrael sheish lachzuk tefila af l'aram u'dimei. So Rav Moshe is metzadeh, even though he quotes the svara that maybe you could say that it's potter, because the guy doesn't have a schus in it. The guy can't use it.
Yeah, it's not owned by a person.
It's not owned by a person.
Yeah, so what's the difference? It's not owned by a person. It's not owned by Joe the guy. It's owned by
a corporate,
fictitious entity.
Yeah. So we saw Rabbi Menashe Klein said, and Rabbi Bleich Shlita says that Halacha doesn't recognize such a thing. So Mimela, it's Shutfus.
Yeah, where Ramosha does.
It is Shutfus. But Ramosha does, that's his Tshuva by Ribbis and things like that. So Mimela.
Why is it different here?
So Mimela. So he had it sad to say it was Potter, but in the end he didn't wanna go full force with it. And he wanted to say that that it's Nikral Shem Hagoy, and therefore he thinks it should have Tefillah. So that's what probably Rav Melta was telling me, that since, you know, we're not going to, you know, it was to tell somebody that to rely on this Lolam Vaed, he didn't want to do. Rav Harari says he doesn't see a difference. He thinks that it runs from Moshe in his Ribbis Tshuvas, was saying that Halacha, you know, deals with this corporation as this entity that's not a person, and it's not, like Rav Shefta says, that it's not a Jew, v'chule, but not a goy either. So, you know, but I don't know, could be in the deep down, he, you know, he didn't want to fully go with this. So, but like Rav Greenblatt said, it's a good svara, you know, in the pinch. Where imagine this situation: you're in somebody's house, and they're serving the meal, and you thought they're kosher, and then somehow you got the impression that that they weren't tovel the kalim. And what are you going to say? I'm not eating now. And so this is a tzad kula, you know, when you're pinched, to say that I'm never going to be tovel kalim in my house because all my kalim are bought from corporations. So that much you don't want to, even though as Rav Harari says, if you push the envelope, it should be like that. But
Rebbe, yeah. It's interesting that if his svara, that it doesn't require tefillah, is so good, how come he doesn't mention that you should be toivel with a bracha? Because, you know, maybe he should have left off that since there is a tzad that you don't have to be toivel, maybe you shouldn't make a bracha, but he doesn't even talk about
he
it.
He doesn't, yeah, because in the end...
So how strong is it? That's what I'm saying. If he doesn't even talk about the bracha, how strong is it?
Right, so the question is, how much? That's what we've been talking about, you know, like Rabbi Menashe Klein had that whole tshuva by saying that the halacha doesn't recognize corporation as this new, you know, you know this dummy entity. So that I think Rav Nata made a good pshara, that if you're stuck in a pickle, you know, with this girl was stuck, or you're at somebody's house and all of a sudden, you know, you're stuck in a pickle, so you know. But to say that I'm never going to be Tovel Kalim, you know, for the rest of my life, because I know all the things I bought were in Macy's and all these places that could be perhaps viewed as corporations.
Rabbi, over COVID also, these shilas came up.
Yeah, they did. Over COVID, they came up. Baruch Hashem, we were able to, the Breuer's mikveh was open, and we were told, okay, because this was, for a lot of people, us included, it was the first year we made our own Pesach. Not this past one, the one before. And so we had to buy, there were a lot of time I was sitting shiva then. It was a big mess, the situation. But we were told, well, the Breuer's, I called up somebody in the Kehillah, a chashuv person in the Kehillah. He said he would have preferred to close the mikveh, but the board of directors didn't let them close. And then Rav Ezra Hestod, he spoke to Rav Mantel that the policy in Breuer's was they were not closing the Kehillah mikveh, so they didn't close it. So we used it. And Baruch Hashem, we used it, and someone told me, you know, open the door a little bit, let it air out a little bit, you know, and many people were relying on other things, but we actually were tovel the Kehillah.
By us, Rabbi Marcus, didn't allow the Kehillah mikveh to be open.
Okay, but we actually were tovel. Okay. So that's the story over here. The next tshuva we'll see tomorrow, Bez Hashem, is a tshuva in honor of Rabbi Harari. He's here from Toronto. The tshuva that Rav Moshe wrote to Rav Shlomo Miller, Rav Shlomo Eliyahu Miller, Rosh Kol Avreichim de Toronto, whether it's mutter to buy, could you be the major stock owner in a corporation that works on Shabbos, that operates on Shabbos? Could you buy Rov Hamnios? You'll be the majority stock holder for that corporation, or not? So that's the next tshuva. And then after that is a tshuva from Lev Libas about Vesavi, also about Tfilas Kalim as well. And then we'll just talk about Tfilas Kalim. Then at the end, on page 22, this is the first time I ever used this Sefer. Take a look at page 22. The Sefer HaMor. You know who the Sefer HaMor is? Sefer HaMor was written by Rav Elazar Meir Prail. That was... Yeah, he was a Rosh Yeshiva here for a short time in YU, and he was Rav Pinchas Teitz's father-in-law. His father-in-law that he never met. What does that mean? Rav Elazar Meir Prail, that was the Elazar Meir, the present Rav Teitz, the son of Rav Pinchas Teitz, got that name. But what happened was, as I was told by the family, Rav Teitz Jr., Rav Elazar Meir Teitz told me that Rav Prail was the Rav, he wasn't well, and he made a deal with the community, which I don't know how this deal would work today. He told the community like this. You know, Elazar Meir Prail, he had two famous son-in-laws. Rav Pinchas Teitz was one of them, and Rav Pesach Raymond from Edison, the whole RPRY, Rav Pesach Raymond Yeshiva, was his other son-in-law. Rav Pesach Raymond, Rav Shmuel Landisman's. So he wasn't well, and he had a daughter who was not yet married. And he told the Kehillah, would you do me the favor that if my daughter marries a Rav, he should be my successor? And so to wait to hire the new Rav. Now, this is a lot of interesting things. So what happened? They waited, and they hired the... And then he had been Nifter. And then Rav Teitz came a little bit afterwards, and he met Prayot, this young lady, and he married her. And he became the Rav of Elizabeth. And how did they meet? They met at a at a Tell's dinner. What happened was that he was the Rav Teitz learned in Slobodka, but Tell's heard that he was a good speaker, so they sent him to America to collect money for the Tell's yeshiva. And at a Tell's dinner, that's when he met Rav Prail's daughter, and they got married. And then this was after Rav Prail passed away, and Rav Teitz never met his father-in-law.
So Rav Prail's daughter chose who the Rav was for the community.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He's definitely
right. Yeah, that's right. So, but she, and she was good. She made a good pick. Right? She made a good pick. And Rav Teitz was a tremendous leader in the Jewish community.
Rather dangerous president. Yeah.
Yeah, right. But siyata d'shmaya that it worked out. I don't know, as I said, I don't know in another community if they'd ever give the chance for such a thing like this. But okay, so we'll get to that. He has a tshuva here, corporations as well. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll see you tomorrow. Siyata d'shmaya.
Probably the